The Leket Yosher, who is the makar for many of Minhag Ashkenaz, a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, 700-800 years ago, he talks about Slichas in this section called Yemei HaSlichas. He says, relevant to this year, that when Rosh Hashanah begins on a Thursday, we begin Slichas on Matzah Shabbos. That's the makar minhag for Ashkenaz. Sfaradim start a month ago. And he writes there that in truth, you only need 3 days for Slichas. Hachana, that's the word he uses in the Rishonim. The word Hachana, just like by Har Sinai, that's how they explain it. 3 days Hachana, and then you get to Rosh Hashanah. So he asked the obvious question for anyone with basic math skills. If Thursday is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and you need 3 days, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, start on Monday. We would save 1 day of Slichas, if you could use the word save on Slichas. He asked the question, Arishan. So he gives the teretz there that you have to start Slichas on a Matzah Shabbos. Really, 3 days is good. We should start Monday morning or Sunday night. But there's an inyan to begin Slichas on Matzah Shabbos. And he gives multiple reasons why Matzah Shabbos is the correct time. And at one point he writes in this paragraph that there's an inyan of Simcha. You go into Slichas with an inyan of Simcha, and Shabbos is the day of Simcha. He writes because people sat and learned, they didn't have to work, so they were in a better mood. So you come into a better mood before you get into Slichas. I heard from Rav Avigdor Miller that he used to say that before you begin Slichas, you should say thank you for the positive year you just had. Everyone in this room right now is alive. We said it this morning. That means something you did correct last year, Rosh Hashanah, is why you are here today still. Your tefillahs were miskabel, was still alive. And there's an inyan of simcha. Beforehand, before we begin the slichas, to be in a positive frame of mind and to say a thank you. In the Chumash it says that Leah, when she had her son Yehuda, she named him Yehuda, thanking Hashem, what represents us today as Yidden. And it says she named him Yehuda and she stopped having kids after that. Sounds like a very wild idea. She said thank you and stopped having kids. So the Rishonim bring down that every time you say thank you, you're then supposed to request something. Don't just say thank you and then you ask for something. So now we're reversing it. Instead of saying thank you and asking, before we begin Rosh Hashanah and Slichas and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a good year, we first should say thank you for the past year. As bad as it looks, Hashem is still with us. We said today by Shal Shudis that we just read Atan Nitzav Mayoyim. And Nitzavim doesn't mean you're standing. Nitzavim means you're thriving. Kol chamayoyim, Klai Yisrael, no matter what it looks like, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us and with us, and that's why, no matter what occurs in the klolos from last week's parasha, we are still here. We are here, we are standing, we are thriving. We don't need the water carriers, and we don't need the wood cutters, what we spoke about earlier today. So just know, as we hear a beautiful rendition of the Slichas, before we begin, a little thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything in the past, and about Kasha La'asid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to watch us, which we zoicha to see His Yad and everything that happens to us.